The YK Delta's first skilled nursing facility is open and just received the federal certification necessary for payment from Medicare and Medicaid. The certification comes just as the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, which runs the Elders Home, faces an $11.7 million budget shortfall. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
Today, the staff of the Elders Home in Bethel is celebrating their recent certification with a party. YKHC CEO Dan Winkelman steps from the celebration and into the airy entryway of the new building, which is decorated with a mural depicting the seasons.
You'll see a seal hunter with his catch there and his kayak, and then you'll see a berry picker as you go in a clockwise direction. And she's picking salmon berries, and then you'll see some swans flying across.
The nursing home, which looks more like a fishing lodge from the outside, is a project of YKHC that's been planned for decades to give elders in the Delta care closer to home. YKHC is grappling with an $11.7 million budget shortfall due to revenue collection issues and sequester cuts to Indian Health Service funding. Winkelman says YKHC has been picking up $2 million in operating costs since the home opened in October because it lacked certification. The home attempted certification twice. In October, there were 17 deficiencies and 5 in December when they tried again. The home finally passed federal certification in April, allowing Medicare and Medicaid billing. Gerald Hodges manages the Elders Home. He leads me from the entry into a hallway that separates two wings, past a chapel and therapy room with exercise equipment, and into a common area.
As we go here then to the right, in this side here, we have a total of 8 rooms. We also have right in front of us here as you first come in is an area we call our native kitchen. And we have a stove with a commercial hood, microwave, refrigerators, freezer, dishwasher, and a sink. And it's designed so that family members can come up and prepare food for their elders.
Elders recline in cushy chairs watching a DVD of Chamai Dance Festival on a large screen TV. Signs around the building are in English and Yupik, and several of the staff speak Yupik. The idea, Hodges says, is to improve quality of life for the aging population of the YK Delta region by allowing them to stay closer to home to receive culturally relevant care. The closest skilled nursing homes are in Nome and Kotzebue. Previously, residents who needed nursing home care mostly relocated to the road system. Hodges leads me into a resident room.
Here's our typical private room. We have a bed and we have a dresser. Each room has a countertop with a sink. The other nice feature in all the rooms is we have an overhead lift. A lot of the elders aren't able to get themselves out of bed or they need help getting into a chair, and this electric lift is so nice. It comes over, it comes down, and then it actually drives itself along the track, and the track goes all the way around into the bathroom.
The state's older population is expected to more than double in the next 20 years, from around 72,000 to more than 150,000 in 2030. Denise Daniello with the Alaska Commission on Aging says more facilities like the Elders Home in Bethel are needed. She cites data showing Alaska has the fastest growing senior population in the nation, and the fastest growing segment includes those 85 and older.
Currently, we have about 5,900 people age 85 and older that is projected to more than triple over the next 20 years to 18,800 people age 85 and older. And this population is the most vulnerable and also most at risk for developing chronic disease conditions as well as Alzheimer's disease and related dementia.
YKHC worked with Senator Lyman Hoffman and Representative Bob Herron to secure appropriations for the Elders Home. Construction cost $16.3 million. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.